In 2009, Judy discovered computers, the interweb, podcasting, and that there is more to music than country and western. It's now 2010, and Judy's Blast FM comes down the pipe and into your ears, bigger, stronger, and faster. Every Sunday, Judy's Blast FM. Because back in her day, she played records. Now, here's your host of Judy's Blast FM, for Channel Merc, here's Judy.
Hi, this is Judy, and welcome to Judy's Blast FM, and this is show number 38, and today I bring you a variety of songs that I played in the past on Judy's Blast from the Past songs.
And back in her day, she played records and talked about it.
And it's show number two.
Well, today, what we're going to do today, while I've got my luck in, I've got Eric to do this show with me, and it's songs that we've previously played on Blast from the Past, and it's number two. And the last time we did that was way back in June, and we're up to show 15. So today we're going to hit it off with show 16, and it's songs that on the shows and the artists, and we're going to talk a little bit about each show. For the next few shows ahead. That doesn't sound right, but...
And this is really good. If you haven't heard these shows, if you haven't been someone like Jenny Maid or Karen who's gone all the way back, if you're a new listener, listening to these songs and hearing us talk a little bit about each one might prompt you to go back and go to channelwork.com and find the episodes that we're talking about and listen to them and comment on them.
And it's also good for us too to be able to reminisce that, you know, it just seems so long ago on some of these shows. So we're going to start the show off today. And the first song today is from show 16. And that was our bike episode where we talked about the different types of bikes, from your little dinky bike that we had to explain to Jen what a dinky bike was. And right through to the different type of bikes that you had, that I had, and teaching my brother to ride a bike.
And some of your massive accidents.
Yes, which I'm paying for nowadays. It's catching up on me. So you'd be a mug layer as a kid on bikes and having prangs and falling out of trees and everything else, and then when you get to my age, you don't realise it then, it does catch up to you.
Today you'd be living in a bubble as a kid.
No, thanks. I couldn't stand that. No way in the world. But there are people that have to do that, but not me. Maybe that's probably why I was bred tough.
Yeah, tough, but you're paying for it now.
Rough and ready, as Vince used to say. Okay, so it's the show 16 about bikes. And the song we chose, well, them days you used to pick the songs out. And I'd say, find me a song. But now I do it. Ha ha. So I've grown there. And the song was called Help Me Fix My Bike, and it was by Stephen Poponi.
Oh, this is the one that was up, up, down, down, left, yeah, left, right, right.
Right, right, yeah, that's the one. So you remember.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have we tried to say that on the day?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Left, right, up, down, back, round.
And then we found out, thanks to Dan Up Boy and the Shauno, that was video game related.
Yeah, and we didn't know that.
Yeah, well, like, you know, what? That was the name of the guy's album, I think. Left, left, right, right, up, up, start,
yeah,
start.
That was his album, yeah. that the song was taken from. And that also, all these songs come from Podsafe Music Network.
They do.
Okay.
Insert song here.
Yeah. Take it away. La, 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 la. Riding along on a push bike. Okay.
Has Shauno ridden his bike yet?
No, we're still waiting for that.
Shauno, get on your bike.
And off it. Say, so what's off it mean? Woof it.
We're going to have to get someone to translate.
Yeah.
In time, I'll grow to be a man. I know you won't help me fix my bike. My life in terrible town. I've shown that I can't hold my
welcome back to Blast from the Past, the show 38. And today we're playing songs from our previous shows, and it's number 2. This next song that we're going to play was from show 17, and we actually had 2 songs in this show. And one was a serious song and one was a funny song.
Are we going to play both of them?
Yes, we are.
Woohoo!
And this was related to our show for house appliances. And this is me talking about all the different things that in those days, what we had in our house. And that's the time I told the story about my brother locking the cat, meow, into the oven.
Where's the dog?
Old stove. She's asleep. Leave her alone. So the first song we're going to play related to this show, it was called The Washing Machine, and it was by Amy LaVia.
She walks through the park in the dark. Her best friend was her own heartbeat. With every little step she'd take, she'd get one step closer to leaving. Sitting in her kitchen at night, she'd listen to her washing machine, just wishing that she could leave. But there were so many loads to clean.
Welcome back. Now, the second song to this show you're going to hear, this is a classic, this song, and we end up making promos out of it and all. Maybe Eric might put a bit of the promo in there as well. And it was called You Shouldn't Have Pissed Me Off by
Beatnik Turtle.
There you go.
So thanks, Evo.
Oh, was this a...
This was from the Evo at 11 podcast. That's how I first heard it.
All right.
And what happened, and you'll hear it on the promo, is that you were telling the story about the kitty in the stove.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I remember this song, which is the theme for Evo Terror's podcast, Evo at 11. Mm-hmm. Not safe for work, kiddies, but a great funny show if you're into mature type stuff. And the song goes, you put the kitty in the microwave, so it's sort of a modern version of what you were talking about.
Yeah, because we didn't have microwaves in those days.
And as you were telling that story, the light bulb went off above my head and I found it and I'm like, oh, I've got a surprise for you. Listen to this. It was the first time that you'd heard it.
Mm. So now I never forget it because we play it all the time, and every time we play it, where I do the cat imitations, the dog actually, she can be in a deep sleep and she'll come from wherever. And if I'm playing it on my MP3 player on the cupboard, she's there whinging and looking up in the cupboard because I always stir her up and say, get the cat, get the cat. Because we have a neighbourhood of crazy cats.
It's the song of the day.
Rolling. One, two, three.
Hope the Undertaker beats your ass while you're walking to the grocery store. I hope a golf ball hits you by accident. I hope you get bit by a raccoon while you're getting chased by some black dudes. And when they catch you and they beat you and they whoop you, I won't feel bad. No, 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 no. Because you shouldn't have pissed me off. No. Yeah. I said you shouldn't have pissed me off.
One day we're sitting at the table having a cup of tea and Mum could hear this. Said, bloody, where's that cat? We're sitting at the table having a cup of tea and we could hear the cat. One other impression?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Mum said, the cat must be under the house, stuck, because our house was all filled in. Anyway, she said, it's got in under the house again. And it kept going on and on and on. And in the end, it got the better of Mum and she's hunting. She says, it's not under the house, it's in the house. So she's looking behind the record player. And
of course, the cat's still going on.
Yeah, it was.
How's it going?
Meow. And then it was getting louder. Meow. I said, oh, God, he's really chucking up a fit. Anyway, you wouldn't believe it. We opened the oven door. And out come this poor old ginger cat. And the steam was coming out of his body. His tongue was hanging out. And virtually his eyeballs were rolling around in his head. He was nearly dead, fainting. And he couldn't stand. He was staggering, you know. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that and I hope you had a little bit of a laugh at our promo that Irk made up about that. I love that. That's a beauty. And it does get a lot of good feedback for that ad. Now, the next one was show 18. And that was our show to do with pocket money. This was a very confusing show, and it wasn't just me that got all confused. Our friend Jenny Thorpe there from Hyper Nonsense, she is the same as me. She gets all confused to do with numbers and things. And you can imagine it. Here's me trying to explain the old dollars and pounds, shillings and pence to convert over to dollars and cents. And we went on from inches to metres and metric. And so we had, it was originally supposed to be a money show, but it turned out to be not just on pocket money, but it turned out to be everything that we could think of.
Like measurements and all that, yeah. Distances and all that sort of stuff.
But it turned into a very interesting program.
And we got a lot of feedback on that one, especially from Shauna.
Yeah. So I ended up, that's when I first went to Wackypedia.
Oh dear.
Yes. And the song we're going to play related to that show was called Money, and it was by Theory in Motion. Welcome back. Jeez, it's been a long time. I forgot all about that song. So the next show was 19, and this one was where we were comparing our driving lessons and driving licenses way back then. My goodness. Brings back some memories, though.
It does, even for me, because I got my learner's permit in 1990. And it's now 2009, so even for me, it's a while.
Mine was about 1969.
You had a paper license.
Yes, I did too. And if you folded them up in your wallet where the creases were, they used to tear. So then you'd have to go and get another one. So now plastic, that's one thing about plastic, it does, even our money now, it does save, and it is good. Because I remember I used to get a 10 shilling, £1 note, or 10 shillings we'd call it. And if you didn't have a purse on you, you used to fold it up and put it in your shoe. But the thing was, after walking around for a while and you folded it up and put it in your shoe, you'd end up wearing a hole in the note. So you'd have to take it to the bank, and as long as the numbers were on the note, they'd give you a new one. That happened to me a couple of times until they invented bras. So they weren't just over-shoulder boulder holders. They also acted as a good purse as well.
We got onto boobs again, didn't we?
No, I couldn't help it. Anyway, that was the song for that, for driving lessons and licences. Irk picked out a song called Backseat Driver by Steve Ivey, and that's a real bouncy little song. I like that song too.
You'll enjoy it.
Yes.
We die to the traffic in the city. We hit the highway and move it on. She gets a little nervous when I'm driving, so she closes her eyes and holds on. We're driving out by the lakeside to our favorite place down by the dock. I always drive us out there, but she takes over when we finally stop. She lets the top down and the music's loud. We take every curve real slow. Her motor's churning and she starts burning. Then she puts the pedal to the floor. I get a little nervous when she takes over, so I close my eyes and hold on tighter. It's a wild ride around the world with my backseat driver. It's a wild ride around the world with my backseat driver. Forget those gas-saving small cars. My red rag top 63. It's worth every ounce she guzzles when it comes to the end of the week. Cause every Saturday night, whether it's rain or shine, we head out to our spot by the lake. I always drive us out there, then she takes over and there ain't no brakes. She lets the top down and the music's loud. We take every curve real slow. Her motor's churning and she starts to burn. Then she puts the pedal to the floor. I get a little nervous when she takes over, so I close my eyes and hold on tighter. It's a wild ride around the world with my backseat driver. It's a wild ride around the world with my backseat driver.
Now, our next show, we're going to jump a couple of shows because we actually didn't have songs in the shows. They were just feedbacks and things like that, so we didn't play songs in them. And we jump from now on to show 22. And this one was when Irk had a school reunion. Remember that, Irk? It seemed like years ago.
I know. That was before I even went to America.
That's right. What was it? March.
March it was, yeah.
And so the next day I got together and we did a show on it. So we called it Irk School Reunion. And the song we selected for that show was called My School Day by James Wills.
And, you know, I've been having many school reunions since then. You know, people, I bump into people down the street now where once upon a time that happened to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like I've joined Facebook And we decided to have a look on Facebook for going back to my school years. And I found a very good friend from school, and I hadn't seen her for over 10 years now. And we've linked back up again, and we chat together on Facebook, and we've swapped phone numbers. And so far, you know, we're just keeping in little contact because it's holidays here at the moment with the kids. So she's still got two kids at school, and so they're home at the moment, and she's madly spring cleaning and everything else. So once the kids go back to school, then we'll be able to get together, and it's a bit hard trying to catch up and talk when kids are wanting this and wanting that. So that's...
You could have a play date at Westyfield.
Yes, we will. We're going to have a play date, yeah, somewhere like that. A coffee break, as she calls it. Okay, so the song is My School Days by James Wills.
As I think back to my school days, remember all the good friends I made, laughing, cutting up, and acting so silly. Those friends sure mean a lot to me. Cruising Main Street with the radio on, going to the show for your first date. Back in the days when we acted real cool, I'll never forget the people from my school days. Walking down the hall, holding hands, drawing a figure of a heart in the sand, carving your name onto a tree for all of her friends to see. In the days when we acted real cool, I'll never forget the people from my school days. Spring day to fish a farm pond or jump in for a swim. Back in the days when we acted real cool, I'll never forget the people from my school days. When I think back school days, I remember all the good friends I made.
Welcome back. You're listening to Show 38 for Blast of the Past, and these are songs played on our previous show, number 2. And we are now up to Show 23. And this was the day that we launched our show called What Ticks Me Off. And we have our little segments at the end of every so many shows. Instead of me reading poetry, we have a What Ticks Me Off. So either I have my whinge or we have a whinge together or whatever. And so that show, we decided to launch it as a full show. And the song I'm talking about, and it's a very good favourite of mine and a few others, it's called Sucks to Get Old, and it's by The Fump. And Irk found this song when he was in America. He actually met the band, and as soon as he heard this song, he straight away says, "That's a show song for Mum." And he spoke to me on the phone about it, and he says, because we were saying we wanted to add to the show, and he said, "Mum, I've got the perfect song." And I couldn't wait for him to come home so I could hear it. And as soon as he played it, I loved it, and I've been loving it ever since.
And you actually wanted to change the theme music to Blast to that.
Yes, I did. That was for Blast FM. I wanted to change it, not this show. There's no way I'm getting rid of my show, my song for this show. But I wanted to change it from my Blast FM show. And then you said, "No, Mum, stick to it. But it's all right for him to change his songs on his shows.
I changed my songs once in 2 years.
Yeah. It's all right for you to do it, but it's different for me. Okay, so that's that song.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yeah. Especially when I forget where I put my false teeth.
How would that song sound with no false teeth?
Well, I'm not taking them out to sing it. Right.
It really sucks to get old, or so I was told when I was growing up. And now I'm watching it unfold as I'm showing up for work, where I have a broken chair and some carpal tunnel syndrome from too much solitaire. I remember a time not long ago when my hair was growing thicker on my head than in my nose, and my toes didn't have any hair, a weird dent. Now I'm popping Rolaids from a Fez dispenser. Everything hurts or makes a funny noise, and now I have to pay for all of my own toys, and I avoid any physical exertion. I'm amazed at the simplest task, leave me sore for days. My prospects for walking get a little bit bleaker as my butt gets larger and my knees get weaker. And I hate to admit it, but it's true, I pulled a muscle in my back while I was tying my shoe. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Say what?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
What? I have no idea what he's saying. I can't understand him one bit. Can you?
No, I can't stand him either.
You know you're getting older, things will never be the same. The day a little kid beats you in a video game, how they remember the moves and the combos and quirks, I'll never know, but hey, I remember the snorks. When I was a kid, we didn't have the internet, which of course made porn a lot harder to get. And our cars didn't have GPS, we had a mess of a map that you couldn't refold for crap. I used to stay out late on a date, get drunk as a skunk, stumble home, get off and feel great. Now, I'm home by 8 to watch MacGyver, and the only thing I'm drinking is for supplemental fiber. Back then I would pretend I was Captain Kirk, now I have a desk and I pretend to work. I don't want to be a kid again or even 24 again, but it would be nice if I could get up off the floor again. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
You can understand him
now. No, I'm just pretending to listen, like I do with my wife.
Back when I was a teenager, girls didn't go around shaking their booty, showing their boobs. There was no Girls Gone Wild. Oh God, I'm depressed.
Back when I was a boy, video games only cost a quarter, and all you were was a dot who ate other dots.
You'd be to forget things like who you are, where you are, why you're where you are, how'd you get to where you are, and where the hell'd you park the car? And if you walk too far, will you need some CPR? How'd your life get so bizarre, and how the hell'd you get that scar? Your life becomes filled with more questions than answers. Like, what happened to the solid gold dancers? Should I get checked for cancer? Do you know where my pants are? And what the hell's a male enhancer? I don't need fashion tips from gay men, cause finally some of my clothes are back in style again. So now I just need to be a little more svelte and get rid of this gut that's hanging over my belt. I'm checking out the hottie in the checkout line. Her name is Melanie, but it's a felony for what I have in mind. That's a plan that I don't understand, how a 30-something turns into a dirty old man. But the worst feeling is the day you realize our elected officials are just spewing real lies. One is pure evil, so you can't vote for him, but the other one couldn't teach a duck to swim. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep. Back in my day, Michael Jackson went on dates with Brooke Shields, and he made the most fantastical music. He was the king of pop, I tells ya. In my day, Yoda was a puppet.
So show 24... it was kids' entertainment before television. And, boy, we got some good reaction to this show. And it was quite enjoyable doing the show as well. So we had some good fun.
We did. And there were some games that you'd played that I'd heard about and
yeah.
Some that I had no idea about. And
also some of our listeners, it cranked up some of their minds as well to shows that reminded them of things that they used to play and do. So we got good feedback on that show, and it was good to hear.
And so what's the...
The song for that was called The Kids by Runt. And I think this was when I started looking them up then, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause what do we gotta lose? For me, the hearsay said, cause there's one thing left to prove. To be the one day, the second grab a few. Refuse the upper hand. Said that.
Okay, now the next show we had was show 25, and this was our special Christmas in July, because here in Australia we celebrate Christmas in July, and it was quite surprising because I thought that all around the world they did the same thing, but apparently not. And our friends there over the wild blue yonder were very shocked to hear that we actually celebrate Christmas in July, that we have two Christmases. But in July, it's not really Christmassy Christmas celebrations. It's more a festival for charities. And they put these Christmas feasts on, and that at restaurants and clubs, and the money, a percentage of the money goes to charity to help local charities. And it's not like all the shops don't all get done up, but they try and cash in on it. But people don't buy presents. It's a celebration of life more than anything, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I was most surprised with the amount of feedback that we got on that one as well.
Yeah.
Even Jen, who's not really a Christmas person, she listened to the whole episode and enjoyed it. So that was good for us.
Yes, I was very surprised because I thought, well, she's not into those sort of things, and I didn't think she'd even listen. She'd skip it, but she did, and she commented. So thanks, Jen. And the song for this was called It's Christmas Time Again. And I tell you what, it's not very far away. We're only a couple of months away and it will be Christmas again.
So hurry up and get to the Channel Workshop.
Yeah. And the song of that is my favourite group that also we have our theme song from, and that's the Hot Rods.
When cold winds are blowing and snowflakes start to fall, I know it's almost Christmas, my baby's waiting for me. I leave work and travel over dirt roads and gravel along the banks of the mighty Mississippi. As I come around the snowbank, I see that little cabin sitting on the hill, its chimney smoking white. Inside the making, roast duck and bacon, homemade blackberry pies. I'm almost home. Friends and family sharing what we had may not be a lot, but it don't matter what you have to give if it comes from the heart. Sharing what we had, it may not be love, but it don't matter what you have to give if it comes from the heart. Well, the folks and the children are gathered around the tree. We're singing, it's Christmas, the chimney's smoking white. The pine cones are crackling, the hot side is snapping. I'm holding my baby, it's Christmas, and I'm home. Yeah, it's Christmas, and I'm home. Yeah, it's Christmas, and I'm home.
Now, the next show was show 26, and we got some funny comments to do with this show, and especially our friend Shauno. It made him hungry listening to this show in the middle of it. And it was all to do with food quality. And we compared the food to when I was a kid growing up to food quality now. And there is a big difference, not only in the quality, but also the taste and the quantity.
And the price.
Exactly. When I was shopping last week, I was picking out some nice apples. And this lady next to me was looking at them and you know, they're in this great big wooden barrel thing. And I said, yeah, the price is cheap. I said, but half the fruit in here, I'd feed to my horse. And she said, yeah, it's not as good. And I, when I get these things like that now, I get these whining wheels in my head going, blast from the past, blast from the past. And as I said to her, I said, we used to, back in my day, we used to buy this sort of, we called it second grade fruit. And we'd get a big box for $2 and we used to buy it for our horses and feed our horses and they used to think it was Christmas. But here we are expected to eat second quality grade fruit and vegetables for enormous prices to what we paid back then. So I had a good comparison to that show. So if you're interested and you haven't listened to it, go back and have a listen because it is very interesting.
And Jenny Maid also,
she told
a lot about how it was for her in England at the time, and she agreed.
I actually read it over the show that day. I think that's when I first started putting her emails onto the show.
Your new research assistant.
Yeah, that's when I promoted her to my research assistant. And the song we played on that was typical. It was called Food, and it was by Deirdre Flint.
I come home, you're sitting in the dark, you've done nothing all day, but get ready. And the way you look and the way you smell, it makes a girl go heady. Now you're spread out on the table, ooh, what a thrill. I'm gonna go at you till I've had my fill. Love inspires love, something I've been one or two. Here's one for you, baby, and it's long overdue. Thank you for all that you've been. It's been you when I'm sad, you when I'm lonely. It's been you through thick and through thin. And when my heart broke so bad that I thought I should have died, you took the saving for me, something deep fried. And when I was a pimple loser back in seventh grade, all my friends abandoned me, but you stayed. This is a song for you, food. You're spicy. Ladies on their Stairmaster and stationary bike, well, they look to me like they're all on some sort of hunger strike. It's a tragic ticking time bomb. You know one's gonna go nuts. A hostage situation, binging at a Dunkin' Donuts. But it's okay, it's just a phase. They'll be back for sure. Cause I myself have tried to leave you so many times before. I've tried Dillon Meal, Nutrisim, Cabot Soup, Fem-Fem, High Carb, No Carb, All Carb, Low Carb, Atkins Diet, yeah. Tried it, Catsmith, Nortrack, Tybo, X, Lactimpnose, Ritalin, Herbalife, Dextrin, Weight Watch, Set Fast, Purchase, Off, Scano, 1-800-98, Jenny. I've been so unfaithful, but you always took me in. Food, I'm going back to you, and I never go away again. And food. Just four things keep me from being thinner. Breakfast, lunch, we'll die. And if we're in a plane crash, then might have to eat each other. You'll look at my thighs and your heart will start to flutter. They've been crafted for years by pancakes and butter. Mm-mm-mm. I love you, Twinkie. I love you, Pot Pie. Strudel Man, you rock. Fondue, what can I say? Your food on a stick. You're dipped in chocolate or cheese. No human being on earth can give me that kind of pleasure. None.
Now, show 27 was near and dear to my heart. This was, I can say when, in August. And this song has been flogged on my show and on IRC shows. And it was Horses. The show was called Horses. And we were celebrating Horses' birthday, which here in Australia is the 1st of August. So I explained in depth about why the horses celebrate their birthday and why the difference, because I assumed, now doing this show even taught me that, I thought all worldwide horses celebrated the same time, but I found out through going into my research and from Wikipedia that horses in the southern?
Where in the southern?
The northern hemisphere actually celebrate their birthdays are on the 1st of January.
Because their racing seasons are different to
ours.
Yeah,
and I just assumed that everywhere it was the 1st of August. So I learnt something on that show myself. So not only did we teach other people something different, but we learnt something different as well that day.
We sure did.
And the song we played for that show was called Flying Horses. And then this is a fantastic song. I hope you really enjoy it. And it's by a group called The Simples. Flying Horses.
Flying horses, running through
So did you enjoy that music, listeners? Let us know. Don't forget, you can give us feedback. All the feedback details, how to get in contact with us, is on the show notes. Either voicemail, email, or by commenting at channelerk.com.
And you can go to www.channelerk.com, or you can leave us an email by contacting us on judysblast@gmail.com. Getting cobwebs to say all that now.
Yes, indeed.
Irk's promos that he's been making up, it's been doing all the talking for us.
Yeah, it has. It's almost automatic.
Mm. So next week, we're going to do our feedback special number 6.
Feedback number 6. Wow, who would have thought, huh?
That's right. And here we are, nearly hitting show 40. Wow, I didn't think I'd get that far.
We're going to have to start thinking about show 50.
Yes, we will. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy these songs, and I hope, like it has done for us, you have brought back some memories of our previous shows.
And if you haven't heard them,
go back and listen. And not only that, it's good to go back and listen, because I tell you, like Jenny Maid said to me in an email one time, go back to your show 1 and have a listen, how much you have improved from 1 up until now. And I realised that too. When I first started the show, it was all, you know. But now I can waffle on and feel confident about doing a waffle at the same time.
And you can also do it by yourself.
Exactly. So since then, I've learned how, through trial and error, I've learned how to record my own. And Irk does all the editing and puts all the music in for me. So without him, I wouldn't be able to do it. So a very special thank you again, Irk.
No worries.
And it just seems strange in the studio, because I've been locked out of here for the last month. I've been doing it in my own little studio I call B.
Studio B.
So thanks for listening. Enjoy yourself today. And good night, Interweb.
Good night, Interweb. You have been listening to a Channel Irk production. Channel Irk and all 5 podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel Irk, go to www.channelirk.com.